be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Whatever that mezuzah, the container, and they instead of installing the mezuzah, and then every 6 years, 7 years, just like, you know, our recently I had this plate, license plate has been changed because they described that it is a wear and tear. So the same way, wear and tear can happen. So they need to come and inspect the mezuzah. And if there is a wear and tear, they have to change it. So here, mezuzah. The same way, every action of a typical believing Jewish family, what to eat, how to eat, what time to pray, how to pray, everything is systematized. Everything. So systematized. Your every hour of your life is so systematized. It is a kind of eye-opening. You spend 1 week in Jerusalem and also in Holy Land. My intention was going to visit the milk grotto just before we were establishing the shrine here. I wanted to get an idea, and it ended up as a kind of a coincidence that I could join this group and meet them in Israel. So what I'm saying is, when Jesus was asked that question, which is the greatest of the commandments? This is part of a typical Jewish question of that time. Sometimes they ask, you know, how can you sum up the four laws standing on one leg? So that kind of a question. So, but here, you know, the intention of that question was not to learn from Jesus. The intention of that question was to put a kind of a bit of malice. This scholar of the law did not need to learn anything. They were part of the last way of trying to set up how to distract Jesus, how to put down Jesus. They always blame Jesus as a lawbreaker. Jesus is somebody who is a lawbreaker. Even Jesus is fighting Jerusalem. So now they are approaching this well-known lawbreaker to find out from him which is the greatest commandment. And we heard how Jesus explained it. Just giving us the essence of all the teachings of the Bible. Using that simple verse from Deuteronomy, love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And Jesus did not stop. Jesus used the book of Leviticus. And the letter makes him, and love your neighbor as yourself. Be way of giving that what you call how Jesus, the supreme teacher, taking us to the basics, the foundation. The supreme teacher, Jesus, takes us all the way to the very foundation of relationship between God and us. The very essence. The whole about the revelation that comes from God through the prophets and the commandments. The very basic, the foundation, love your God. Love your God. Reminding us that God is love. Out of that love we exist. Out of love. This is a love relationship, our life, our existence, to experience. Now here God is reminding us who we are and who is God. God is love. Some way we misinterpret this love as a kind of emotion. God is not commanding to our emotion. We cannot command it to our emotions, not that we feel miserable
cannot command you, cheer up. That is a wrong way of approach. So here in this commandment to love is taking us to the very foundational experience of who we are. And you realize that beauty and love freely, wholeheartedly, completely. This is the story of God-man relationship. Somehow the fallen nature brings us into what we call idol worship. Idol worship. To worship instead of God, we choose substitutes. Human problem. So today, when Jesus talks to us, he talks to each one of us. Just like Jesus asked that scribe, Jesus are individual, personal, to you, to me, how shall love God be all your heart? Why? Because God is love and we share with love. And thanks to God, we have this gathering. This gathering is a testimony of our way of responding to love. That is the only reason this early morning we are here, no? Thank God we are here. Thank God the world is full of those people. There are so many. The whole history is filled with these people. We call them with these special names, a crowd of witnesses. Crowd of witnesses of this essential love to realize that all our existence is a call to respond to a great love. Whole heart, whole mind, that means there's no restriction. But it is a challenge. Very often we say, I love God. But the problem is, we are always challenged with an idol worship. We don't create idols, but idols come to our life. Self-centered experiences. Simple way of recognizing idols is just doing an examination of conscience. I'm remembering a kind of a story shared by a gentleman who in town courses always walked up. Everybody's talking about golf, not about the commitment, no. Golf, no golf. That's 10 years ago, though. Somebody from Hong Kong was more recently, so I don't know. So, you play golf, no? So here is a golf. So this engineer was telling me his wife was complaining that every time he plays golf, he goes for using the golf club. And one day she confronted him, you are a kind of a jerk. And only every time when you come back from golf, you take care of your golf club. You don't have time for family, you don't have time for anything, you don't have that. Every day you are disappearing. He confronted her, saying, what about you? I only said your closet is always full. Every day you are going for shopping. So she was telling me how she got into a realization, no? How our life can be so. So Jesus is not only talking to us a commandment. What happened in Matthew's gospel is soon after this debate and discussion on that typical Jewish question, this Jesus, the Word made flesh, the Word of God, telling us what is a commandment. What is how we love our neighbor, how we are to love God with our whole heart, with all our energy, he will offer, he will show his love. He will offer with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his energy, a complete offering. And that testimony is this. This cross. You know, like to question that person who raised that question to all who are need of God's saving love. The world made of flesh, He will offer, and He will show how to love. How to love. The gift of this sacrifice. Sacrificial. And then before He does, the night before, He asked us to do something in memory. Do this in memory. Summing up all that lesson of giving. Summing up all His teachings in action. Washing the foot of those apostles. And then instituting that sacramental way, His gift of that serve, which we are going to participate within minutes time. That is love mystery. We will be presented visibly in front of our eyes. We will hold that mystery in our hands. We will hold that great mystery in our lips. We will welcome that mystery into our body. And we will sit out today with that command. Share this love. This is what we heard in that first reading. This is what we heard in the second reading. A command to take care of those who are God bringing to our lives. The neighbors. Who is our neighbor? We don't need to search for them. They come handy in our own family, in our own community. And also, today, let us continue with that opening prayer. Opening prayer, we pray in grace of faith, hope, and charity. And help us to follow that command of love. That's what I pray. We are here. To pray for in grace of faith, in grace of hope, in grace of charity. And be part of this spousal. It is something God gave us freely, and we give back to Him freely. This is what this is what St. Paul, who was Jewish to Jewish, and who put all his faith in the law, finally found the gift of Jesus. Today, that book of the letter to the Thessalonians, this is the first piece of New Testament according to the scriptures college. The book, the letter of the Paul New Thessalonians, is the first written part of the New Testament. So here St. Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, reminding us how we can be imitators of Christ. Be imitators of Christ, imitators of those who proclaim the good and turn away from idols. A lifelong toil for all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.